Welcome to Dream Business Radio, the place to create your dream business now. Get ready for some inspiration, some encouragement, some proven business building strategies, and a couple of new ideas
that you haven't even thought of.
It's time to leave Slow and Steady as She Goes to the other entrepreneurs, because this program is all about speed and fast results. And now, broadcasting from his floating home somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, the dream business coach himself, Jim Palmer.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome to another fantastic live episode of Dream Business Radio. As usual, I'm your host, Captain Jim Palmer. And again, I am the dream business coach coming to you today from beautiful and sunny Florida. We're kind of in the middle of the state, spending a little time near my my parents, just telling Paul all about that. Anyway, I am the founder of the Dream Business Mastermind and Coaching Program, creator of No Hassle Newsletters, and again, host of Dream Business Radio, now in its 11th year, 12th year, I forget. This is episode 593, and my special guest this week is Mr. Paul Ross, and I sometimes refer to him as the trainer's trainer. Paul, how you doing today?
It's an honor to be on your show, Jim, and to have the privilege of doing a little bit of teaching and uplifting your audience. So thank you for having me.
You are one of a very, very small elite few that come back multiple times. I think this is your third time being on Dream Business Radio. And I think there's only one other person who's been on more than that. So anyway, I'm really excited to dive in. Folks, this episode of Dream Business Radio is brought to you by, guess what? The Dream Business Mastermind and Coaching Program. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to grow a more profitable business faster, if you want to create multiple streams of revenue, if you want to learn how to charge what you're worth so you too can perhaps work just 3 days a week, then you want to be part of this extraordinary virtual mastermind led by me, Captain Jim Palmer. This is the last year. We are in the final, what is it, March? We're in the final 9 months of the Dream Business Mastermind. I can't believe that. At the end of today's show, I'm going to show you or tell you, not show you, I'll tell you because I don't want my home office anymore. I'm going to tell you how you can get free copies of all of my books. All right, the real reason we're here is Mr. Paul Ross, and you're not going to believe. Anyway, I'll save all my excitement. You can tell I'm excited. Paul Ross is an author, speaker, trainer. He's a master hypnotist and master practitioner of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. For the newbies here who don't know what NLP is. And he's also an in-demand coach. And when I say in-demand coach, man, you got to be on a waiting list most of the time to get into his high-end programs. For the past 30 years, he has taught literally tens of thousands of people the power of language to persuade, sell, heal, turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones, and pain into passion. Paul's speeches, I've seen several of them on YouTube, and trainings have motivated thousands around the world to discover their power to redesign their own incredible future. Once again, Mr. Paul Ross, the trainer's trainer, welcome to Dream Business Radio.
Once again, it is an honor. And as your audience is watching and or listening to this, I don't know all the points they might stop and find a growing feeling of fascination the more they listen. But as that's taking place, I feel so honored to be sharing this incredible and powerful teaching with them.
So, Paul, you know what? I consider myself to be fairly skilled in sales. I've done okay for myself, pretty okay. But honestly, what you teach, what you know about sales and persuasion, how you train, how you coach, you know, select companies about language, subconscious selling and persuasion. I mean, it literally blows me away, and I'm not just blowing smoke. I've seen some of the testimonials that your clients, and honestly, you know, I might be one to be a little verbose here and there, but I'm saying, Paul, did you really get that? And it's amazing what you've done. I mean, has this been like the, do you feel like you're at the peak or the pinnacle of your career at this point?
Well, yes and no. I know that I stand at the top of the pile because I've been told by people that they've actually made millions using my work. They're great salespeople. And one person in particular has done a great business. He said, I am the number one person in the world when it comes to linguistics for sales and persuasion. I don't know how you'd measure that, but I accept the compliment. And at the same time, Jim, my mother, who's one of my greatest teachers, taught me always strive for more. So yes, and in the sense that my mother taught me, always strive to improve. I always am seeking and learning and seeking out teachers. You know, Jim, I've spent I would easily say close to $1 million on teaching and coaching, and it's all been worth it. And I encourage everyone and anyone to open your mind now to the possibility that there's a great learning here.
You know, if I go back about 25 years, you know, I took some sales training courses, probably some of the names, you know, Brian Tracy. I think there was that Little Yellow Submarine. I think that was Sandler Sales. All the normal stuff. Oh, how to open, close, trial objection, handling, all that different stuff. What you do, and no disrespect to any of those people, what you do is so up here in the results. It's really fascinating. Now, you wrote a, you have a new book called The Subconscious Sales Advantage, How to Increase Your Sales 30% or More in 90 Days. Once again, I'm like, Paul, can you really say that? It's in print. Can you really say that? How, tell me about the subtitle, How to Increase Your Sales 30% or More in 90 Days.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you want to get results that are far beyond anything you're used to even imagining, you have to step outside of the box, Jim, and think in a completely different way. So my background, and everyone knows this, it's an open secret. I'm just going to say it. I was the founder and creator of the whole pickup community. And in the course of training men who are 30, 40 years old, who've never had a relationship, breaking their old mindset and teaching them how to communicate in a way that captured and led the emotions and imagination, I started to get email around 2006 saying, here's pictures of my wife, my family. By the way, I've been using your stuff to increase my sales by 300%, or if they work corporate, I've risen to the very top from being at the very bottom. And I thought, you know what, Paul, get back in your mad scientist language lab, translate sales. So the old stuff still works, but not the way it used to. And can I say why it doesn't work so
Absolutely.
Well? Number one, I am holding up one of the, you can't see it because I have a virtual background. I'm holding up a smart device, a smartphone. Now you can see it. Nowadays, your prospect has the attention of a goldfish, and you need to be able to create focus immediately. The old ways of creating rapport, you don't have the time anymore. You can't spend 5 minutes getting rapport because the audience, your prospect, doesn't have the focus or the time. And by the way, I gave hypnotic suggestions at the very beginning of this interview that the viewer focus very carefully. You'll have to go back and watch it again to catch it. So that's number one. So I teach a radically different thing. I teach, before you think of your pitch or any of that, how do you create the states of consciousness? What states of consciousness do you want your prospect in? Now, this sounds screwball, but first of all, how do you create a state of absolute focus? How do you create a state where they not only trust you, because Jim, you've been in sales 30 years, you've heard no like and trust, right?
Right.
That's no longer enough. Now, that's true, you need that. But now you have to get the prospect to trust themselves, to trust their own ability to make a good decision. Otherwise, you're going to get tremendous hesitation. And the final thing I'll say about why the old techniques just don't work as well, everybody's doing them and your prospect has heard it before. And a technique identified is a technique disarmed and even insulting to the intelligence of your prospect. So you need to do something radically new, radically different. If you want to get more than just moving the dial a little bit, if you only want to move the dial a little bit, I'm sorry, I'm not for you. Bless your heart. But if you want to make exponential leaps, you've got to do something exponentially different. And that's what I deliver to the very, very select few people that I can handle.
So right now, we're even in the first 8 minutes, and I always over prepare. I got more questions than I'm going to be able to ask you, but I want to ask as many as I can. People know no, like, and trust, which generally means you have to create no, like, and trust. You want your prospect to know, like, and trust you. You're saying you have to help your prospect trust themselves. That's number one of, like, holy crap. That is, like, bizarre, something I've never thought of. How does that work?
Okay. My crazy claim is because you don't have time to do things very quickly anymore, you can do it in the first minute or 2 minutes. This is bat bleep crazy. I won't swear on your show, but the best compliment I could ever gotten was that Paul is bat bleep crazy, but he made me a bat bleep pile of money. So here's how you do it. You use the power of suggestion and you use what I call implied relationship words. So rather than saying, you know, before I begin this marketing plan presentation, I just want to please ask you to share the questions and you're really going to like it because you're going to see how we sold these many homes in your neighborhood at higher than market, blah, 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 blah. I teach them to say something like this. Before we begin our exploration together today of our marketing plan, I just want to invite you to do one thing. May I invite you to share the questions that naturally arise when a great decision's being made? Now, Jim, I did a lot there, but through using those words, our, together, explore, for every exploration, there must be a follower and a leader. There has to be a leader, and for every leader, there must be a follower. So that word is interpreted by the subconscious mind as, oh, I'm this person's follower. I'm not just a prospect. I'm going to follow them. And at the very end, I did something very clever. I said, a great decision's being made. That's deliberately vague, deliberately confusing. Now, everyone says, make the message clear, right? You've heard that in a million sales. There's a time in the sales process to confuse your prospect. Now, does that sound bat bleep crazy?
No.
You got to confuse them and be vague. So when I said a great decision's being made, did I say who the decision is being made by?
No.
Did I say how it's going to be made or what the decision is? Mm-hmm. When you are vague, you create a blank in the prospect's mind. And here's a key principle. It's going to make you thousands of dollars, those of you who are watching this, if you apply millions of dollars potentially. Whatever you can get your prospect to imagine for themselves will be perceived by them as being their own thought, and therefore they will not resist it. They will feel as if they convinced themselves to buy. That's the key. So knowing when to be vague and knowing when to be specific. When you present the actual numbers, you got to be specific. But being vague and even a little confusing at first is a superpower. Knowing how to go back and forth between being vague and being specific is a super duper superpower.
Early in your book, which, and by the way, I interview a lot of authors and I can't get through all the books, but yours I did get through, which is amazing. It's a quick read. Early in the book, you wrote about something called the DSC factor, which is the key to getting big results. Do you know what I'm referring to there, the DSC factor?
I think I was referring to
distraction, skepticism and complacency.
Right. And so here's one of the things I had to really struggle with, Jim. I have so much to share. I thought, how can I condense this into a book that delivers maximum punch in minimum time? That's right. You can sit and read that book in under an hour. It's designed to be read in one sitting. And the problem with skepticism is a little skepticism is okay. But if you stick to your own mindset, if your own mindset was working and if what you were doing was working so well, you wouldn't be where you are. You wouldn't be just moving the needle just a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, and the interesting, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. I thought you were
going. No, you go ahead.
The interesting thing is I read that. I thought you were speaking to me, which I guess is the skill of a good writer, right? There's distraction, which is why you made the book short, because you want people to get through it, because we are easily distracted. You held up your phone. I can't reach mine. And then you said, skepticism, how can this be this good? And immediately, I believe in a couple pages after that, you actually showed some actual testimonials, and not John B. in, you know, Denver. You actually showed their picture because you got the, and then, you know, complacency. So you actually addressed the things, and I'm like, yeah, I can be distracted. God knows I can be distracted, right? I'm like squirrel, right? And complacency, everything. So it's interesting the way you address that. Is that was that specifically part of the languaging we're talking about? You're like helping somebody through the process with your words.
No, that was more a preface. All the language I teach, it's important. It's super important. That was more like a preface for people to understand the mindset that they need to be in when they're encountering something radically different. Look, here's why I get such fantastic results from my VIP clients. By the way, there's a testimony on that book that is mind-blowing. It's from a guy named Caleb Jones. I can say his full name because he gave me permission. I increased his sales by 646% in 90 days. That sounds impossible. All right, in order to do that, you have to step into a different mindset. You have to step into a mindset that says, I am willing to take on a totally different way of thinking and to do things radically different. Now, I want to preface this, Jim. I love people who are looking to improve. I get it, but I can select at this point in my career as the trainer of trainers, and who's been doing it 30 years or more. I can see the exit ramp. I don't need to work with anyone who I don't want to work with.
Right.
And what I want to say is, it's not just enough that you're willing to pay my more than worth it fee. You've got to have the mindset. You've got to be willing to say, okay, Paul, I'm willing to step out of what I'm used to doing. I'm willing to suspend my disbelief and let you take me by the hand and show you the results.
Very cool. You know, one of the things I've prided myself on doing, like almost 600 interviews now, is I never ask the one thing. Hey, what's the one thing you should do? But I'm going to break my rule because I'm curious. So I'll say it this way. Is there one thing that people in sales, which is just about everybody, are actually selling no matter what industry or business they're in?
Yes. And this is a radically different view of selling. I'm going to say something outrageous, Jim. You're never selling your product or service. You're always selling decisions and good feelings about decisions. Now, what distills out of that is a very, very powerful understanding. Decisions are made on the subconscious level or unconscious level. Same word. I'm a hypnotist, so it doesn't matter. They're made at the subconscious level. So if you can't get into the person's subconscious mind very quickly, they're going to default into no. They're going to default into fear. They're going to default into something that no other salesperson addresses. No other sales trainer addresses, Jim. That is, never underestimate how much your prospects feeling that they don't deserve it will get in your way. Oftentimes, your prospects just don't believe they deserve the new opportunities, the better results that you're going to present for them. So you have to get them to believe that they deserve it. See, in my way of thinking, sales is not just about getting your ideas in the person's subconscious mind. It's about expanding their mind to include new possibilities. When you can do that, Jim, you're a hero. When you can take people's old beliefs and shatter them and expand new beliefs about what's possible for them and what they deserve, and you do this as a great coach, by the way, I have to give you props and kudos. When you do that, that's heroic. That's not where you're begging or pressuring. You're become a hero. My clients become heroes. They don't just get heroic results. They become heroes to the people who they're serving.
It's really interesting you say that. And I think we may be on a little parallel here. Sometimes when I'm encountering a VIP type of client, I sense there's either remorse or regret that they've missed opportunities, invested in the wrong person, wasted time doing whatever, and they can't move forward until they forgive themselves to move on. And here it sounds like when you say they need to feel like they deserve it, that's mindset work you're doing right there, correct?
Correct. A big chunk of what I do with these they're already high performers, high achievers. You'd be shocked, Jim. No, you've been around a long time. Your audience, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be shocked at how many of these super high achievers, the names I won't mention, I don't want to get sued, but I've had private conversations with them and done some mindset work with some of them too. And again, I have NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. When you work with top level people, you don't work with them unless you sign an NDA.
That's right.
Believe me, I won't curse on your show, but they will blank, blank, bleepity bleep enforce them. So you'd be shocked at how some of the biggest names in private feel they don't deserve it. In private are constantly questioning themselves. So one of the things I'll do with a VIP client is right away, before we get into the nuts and bolts of improving their scripts and all their salespeople, is I've got to install in them the mindset that they're genuine leaders. Teaching people how to be genuine leaders of their teams is something that only I can do in the way I do it, because I want to circle back to something, Jim.
Okay.
Remember, I got my start working with men who were 30, 40, 50 years old and never had a date in their life. I had to be such an emotional leader that I got them out of that limiting mindset. You can only imagine the limiting beliefs
And the feeling of not deserving it. I think that's where you learn that.
The feeling of not deserving it. I had to learn techniques because I didn't have, I had them maybe for a weekend in a seminar. I had to figure it out and strip away anything that was just theory. I'm not going to get involved with theory or academics. I had to come up with the results right away, like right away. And I honed that over decades. And so I'm going to make the claim that I'm the only one who can make the level of mindset shifts. Yes, there are great people who can do mindset shifts, but not in the way I can do it because they don't have my unique outside the box background.
I want to take 60 seconds. I'm going to go slightly off track, but it's going to be for good reason. What you did, you told us in the first 2 minutes of this interview in the early. So you started getting comments from 30, 40, 50 year old men who said, look, I got a family now. You helped me come together. And then they would share, hey, by the way, I'm using a lot of what you taught me about persuasion, language, et cetera, and I'm using it in my business. You didn't say, congratulations, thanks for writing. You said, holy crap, I've got another revenue stream over here. Yes. I'm a big fan of multi-stream. And you saw that, which is a great sign of a successful entrepreneur. So
thank you for that. Thank you for that. And now I can tell you, like, I have a client, Fabian Rankins. I can name his full name. When you hear someone naming the full real name, you know they're for real. I took Fabian. I'm not joking. I swear this is true. On my cat's lives, and you know I'm a big cat daddy. We have a mutual friend who is too.
Yep.
I took him from $1,500 a month. He's a mortgage loan officer to over $30,000 a month.
Wow.
That's true. You'll see his testimonial in my book, The Subconscious Sales Advantage, How to Increase Your Sales by 30% or More in Only 90 Days. You will see, I don't know what page it's on, but what the other side benefit is his mindset changed with his marriage. And I swear to you, this is true. It's not in the book, but I can reveal it here. He stopped drinking and it saved his marriage. Mm. So these changes, when you change someone's beliefs in one area of life, it does in what we call NLP. And I won't dive too deep into NLP. It's called a generalized change. It across all contexts.
So we got about 10 minutes left. I got a bunch of questions. I want to go because we keep touching on the word mindset and how important that is, Paul. And, you know, when I work at a high level with some of my clients, it's like it doesn't matter the strategy, doesn't matter the tactic or the implementation. It doesn't matter if this isn't right. So there is a lot of mindset. It has to be done, right? So how does, say, traditional teachings about sales, how does mindset actually get in the way?
Okay. This is going to really raise some hackles and ruffle some feathers. And I love that. My mother taught me, if you're not upsetting people every day, you're not living life large. Number one, they teach positive thinking. Positive thinking is one of the worst things you can do if you do it incorrectly. If you go, yes, 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 I'm sure I'm going to succeed, but you don't learn from your mistakes. See, you know what's better than a positive attitude, Jim, is the ability to learn from it. Everything to have what I call learning confidence, an actual technique to learn from every experience. So that's the first mistake. The second thing that they teach is a peak experience. You've got to get yourself in a peak state. Well, if you're Tony Robbins in front of 40,000 people in the stadium, yeah, you need to do that. But the problem with peak states in sales is number one, you're going to scare the heck out of your client. They're going to think this guy's a nut or this gal's a nut. Number two, they're hard to sustain. They burn up energy really quickly.
Yes.
And number three, what happens if the peak state just doesn't work and then you're stuck? Oh, I just have another one. Enthusiasm can kill a sale. If you're really, really super enthusiastic, it comes off, paradoxically, it comes off as you being needy. Listen, Jim, I know that I am the only choice, the trainer of trainers. This is going to sound arrogant, and for that, I apologize. But if you can do what you say you can do, you ain't bragging. Is Muhammad
Ali. That's right.
All right? Okay. So what I'm trying to convey here is when you take on this mindset of being too enthusiastic, it comes off as being needy. And after all, if you're successful all the time, why would you be super enthusiastic about closing a deal? It comes off as begging.
So powerful. So again, the name of Paul's book is The Subconscious Sales Advantage. You can read it, I promise you, in less than 2 hours or an hour if you're an average reader, right? So in the book, I know you talk about implanting suggestions and embedding commands. It sounds like you need a 50-year degree to be able to do that. Does somebody have to actually study NLP or like
tell us about that? Listen, I love NLP. It's a core discipline, it changed my life. It's a very, very simple procedure. So to implant a suggestion or a command, you simply use what I call setup phrases. For example, Jim, if I wanted to suggest to you that you're going to listen carefully to everything I say, I couldn't just say, hey, Jim Palmer, in a minute, I'm going to put you in a hypnotic trance, give you the suggestion that you'll listen to every word I say, and you'll believe every word I say. One, two, three, go. That doesn't work. But what people need to understand is language structures consciousness, shapes decisions, and drives behavior. So here's what I would say. I would say, you know, Jim, if you were to focus carefully on what it is I have to say, I'm not sure all the ways you might find yourself trusting a great decision's being made. So did you hear I did it? I said, yeah. If you were to is what I call a setup phrase. And listen, you can learn. If you have the right trainer and coach, you can learn to do this from the book. I get it. And you can learn to do it. It's like speaking a new language. So I'm not going to lie. You can absorb and understand it in one reading. To do it, we'll take a couple of months practice. All right. Or, you know, you can apply to work with me. It's honestly, Jim, with the work I do for people and the amount of work I do, I really can only take 3 people a quarter, and I'm seeing the off ramp. So the amount of time I'm even going to be doing this, it's probably another year or two before I just sail off into the sunset. I don't know where I'm going to go.
So I got time for maybe one more question. I know what they are. So I'm not asking like, Jim, really, you always talk about that. Talk about pattern interrupt and how important that is to breaking the normal malaise or the normal cycle of sales. Okay.
Again, I'm going to throw bleep on the sacred, holy idea in sales that you must be in rapport at all times. I say bull bleep. That's not true. Especially when handling objections, you need to interrupt people's patterns. People think, feel, act, respond in fixed patterns. When you break them, you create a window of suggestibility, and you could lead them by the nose wherever you want. So let's take the objection. I need more time to think it over. I would say, hey, I understand. Can I ask a question? Have you ever taken a long time to think something over and it still turned out to be a horrible decision? And then I'd pause. Now, what's that going to do? They're going to go in their mind and search that. Oh my God, he's right.
They're going to search for that example. Yeah,
exactly. And that takes the objection and creates virtual amnesia for it. And then I would say, maybe it's not about time, but about the clarity you need to recognize. It's safe to move forward today. Now, see what I'm doing? I'm no longer making it about time. I'm making it about what they really do truly need, which is clarity. Oftentimes, yes. The objection is they're confused or they don't yet see the ROI. So you need to create a safe space where they can speak out and speak their truth. Don't assume, I know we only have a minute or two, but this is crucial. Don't assume your prospect feels comfortable saying what the real objection is. They may be afraid to appear as stupid. No one wants to, even if they don't care about you or what you're selling, no one wants to look stupid. So you have to earn the right to hear the objection.
Very cool. I love the pattern interrupt. It's when things they think you can almost see them thinking of what's the next step, and then boom, it's just like you interrupt the flow. I knew this would be fascinating. I knew it would go by entirely too quickly. Paul, ladies and gentlemen, the name of his book is The Subconscious Sales Advantage: How to Increase Your Sales 30% or More in 90 Days. You can read it in 1 hour. You can read it in 2 hours if you're distracted, which he's going to teach you not to be distracted. But anyway, Paul, where can people get the book, and how do you want them to reach out to you and, you know, tell you what a great interview and a great book it is?
Sure. So you can grab it on Amazon. But if you really don't want to search on Amazon, if you go to subconscioussalesadvantage.com, www.subconscioussalesadvantage.com, it'll immediately redirect you to Amazon. So you can type it in and grab it on Amazon or go there, and I'll have a redirect link directly to the Amazon link. And as far as working with me, you know, I guess you could go to speakerpaulross.com/apply. But right now, unless someone drops out or someone completes, I'm coming to completion. I don't know when people will see this, with one client. So I may have a slot opening up, but don't, I mean, no disrespect, don't hold your breath on it.
I know Paul, we've been working together for a long time. When he says he works with three people at a time, it's the truth. It's not some kind of a gimmick or a line. So, but by the same token, if someone's like enthralled and wants to coach, they could at least maybe get on a waiting list or something, correct?
Yeah, they can get on a wait list. So go to speakerpaulross.com/apply. And if there's no room, I'll put you on a wait list and at least you'll get a chance at some point to talk to me.
And tell them Captain Jim sent you. You'll go to the top of the wait list. Now, completely.
Yeah, that's true. No, we'll do that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Speaker Paul Ross. And then if you want to get the book, instead of going to Amazon searching for it, you go to subconscioussalesadvantage.com. It'll redirect to the Amazon page. You want to get a copy of this book. I promise you it'll change your life. Mr. Paul Ross, the trainer's trainer. Thank you so much, sir. Greatly appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Captain Jim Palmer. Stay safe on the road. And again, it's been an honor.
Appreciate that. So folks, connect with him. Paul gets my highest recommendation. The guy knows what he's doing, and I have personally seen the testimonials. It's freaking amazing. But if you want to connect with me, which would be a very nice thing, you can connect with me at getjimpalmer.com, getjimpalmer.com. I tried to get jimpalmer.com. So it turns out he used to be a baseball player by that name. So getjimpalmer.com. And if you're interested in joining me and about 27 other smart entrepreneurs for the next 10 months, 10 months only, go to the Dream Business Mastermind page, which is dreambizcoaching.com. This interview will live on in infamy, and I'm sure Paul's going to share the heck out of it because it came across very well. It'll be on my Dream Business YouTube page. That'll happen tomorrow. Oh, remember, folks, you can get free copies of all of my books, which are usually over my shoulder, but I'm not in my office anymore. In fact, I don't have an office. This is my office. You can go to Amazon, and they are obviously Kindle books, Barnes & Noble, and Nook books, and all of my books are in the iBook store, free, no opt-in, no nothing. Get an education on Captain Jim for free. But that's it. Until this time, another fantastic interview. I am Captain Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach, and you take good care.
Now it's time to go implement what you've learned. Great ideas are nice, but results only happen through action and implementation. So stay focused. Kick all distractions to the curb.
Sleep a little less if you have to.
And create your dream business now so you too can live your dream lifestyle. To learn about building your dream business, join Jim's free Dream Business Facebook community at dreambizgroup.com. That's dreambizgroup.com. See you next week for more Dream Business Radio.